You're listening to Eureka on Monocle Radio, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs, the show all about inspiring people, innovative companies, and fresh ideas in global business. I'm Emma Searle. On today's show, we head to South Africa to meet the award-winning designer behind Makhloza Africa, a knitwear brand that is quintessentially local and making a splash on the global fashion scene. With work that has been displayed and archived in collections around the world, including the Smithsonian and the Museum of Modern Art in New York, Leduma Nkololo is at the forefront of African design, making garments with exceptional craftsmanship and quality. So how can you combine culturally rooted textile styles with high-end luxury, all while making it sustainable and lasting? Monocle's Elna Schutz headed to the brand's big yearly festival to find out more.
The MXS Culture Fest, in a nutshell, is colourful and fun. It's a day of drinks and music under the warm African sun, but really, it's all about the fashion, both on the runway and the visitors. Almost everyone here is wearing at least one item by the brand behind the event, Makhloza Africa. There are colourful diamond patterned golf shirts and bralettes, beaded headpieces and flowy skirts. This is a place to see and be seen and to understand why Makhloza is about more than just looking good.
We're just here to celebrate, you know, African luxury and what Makhloza represents as like an African power fashion house in the global scale. You know, Makhloza is iconic. It is the greatest.
Every festival goer I speak to describes these clothes as a status symbol that shows what it means to be African.
Makhloza is family. And I think it's really a true depiction of what being Xhosa means, but importantly, what being African means. We are all about color, we are all about style, we're all about elegance. And that's, for me, what Makhloza has been able to really craft and put so well.
Backstage, before the fashion show, I catch the man behind it all, Leduma Nkokolo, while he adjusts a model's outfit.
I'm tying one of our garments that we call the bib vest. It has been one of our top sellers lately. I call it a cultural armor.
And how's today going?
Today's crazy. I've never had a day that was so mad. Like, we did Paris Fashion Week while planning this. And also while working on opening up a store in New York.
This buzz and excitement is a great introduction to the brand that's been taking over sidewalks and runways. But to really understand the business, I head somewhere quieter, a warehouse in the inner city of Johannesburg. Well, sort of quiet.
The process starts from this side. There would be
the head of culture and communications, Nzika Tyata, shows me around the warehouse.
So outside of our carpets and rugs, everything we actually make in-house, and the idea is to eventually move towards a fully sustainable brand where we only rely on ourselves to supply. And the idea and the big move would be owning the farm, having the sheep. So we want to take the entirety of the value chain, but so far we're at 80% of our value chain.
Sustainability and local manufacturing is important to the team, not just because South Africa is the biggest producer of mohair, but because the textile and fashion industry has suffered and declined locally in the last decades.
Our main focus, right, is to make sure that we stick within our conviction.
This is the designer and founder, Leduma Nkokolo, again.
Our conviction, of course, is that we want to be a great contributor of bringing back the economic benefit of textiles and fashion and the whole value chain that's related with fashion. We want to change people's mindset about Africa and acknowledge that it is possible to build an African-rooted brand into an international luxury organization and an internationally recognizable fashion brand. We are a brand that is known for having that voice since we came into the industry.
How this all came about is important. Ngokolo's mother was a tailor and a knitwear designer whose talents were held back by being a black woman during apartheid. But it did set her children up for this path.
We grew up in a home where we used to make products and sell by us assisting our late mother to come up with those ideas. So during high school, university, we already had it within us as siblings to be entrepreneurs. Unfortunately, she passed away about 20 years ago, and therefore we were forced to be self-sustainable as kids at teenage level. So when we became adults, the whole system of selling things that we've created became a natural instinct of ours.
It was during his textile design and technology studies that Ngokolo came up with the concept of using traditional Xhosa colors, patterns, and ideas in a modern way by using local mohair. From there, the brand has grown exponentially, even to his own surprise.
It feels too good to be true sometimes. It feels unbelievable. I think that our guts and ambition have led us to achieve things that were pretty much anticipated to be less sooner than what they are happening. Establishing a brand from the south tip of the continent, of course, is a form of disbelief that one would take time to actually realize that it is true.
The team is now focused on rolling out their first store outside of the country in New York and continuing on international runways. From the bottom of the continent to the world, Maxhosa is certainly a business to keep an eye on. For Monocle in Johannesburg, South Africa, I'm Elna Schütz.
That was Laduma Ngokolo, the founder and creative director of Maxhosa Africa. You can learn more by heading to shop.maxhosa.africa. And that's it for this episode of Eureka. Tom Edwards will be back next week, and don't forget to look out for The Entrepreneurs, available every Wednesday. Eureka was produced by Laura Kramer, with mixing and editing by Jack Jewers. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com. That's where you can join the club and subscribe to Monocle Magazine, or follow us and catch up with the archive via your preferred podcast platform. To contact the team, email Laura at lrk@monocle.com. I'm Emma Searle. Goodbye, and thanks for listening to Eureka.